This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Cyclone Fani tore through India's eastern coast on Friday, lashing beaches with rain and winds gusting up to 205 kilometers per hour. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The Grade 5 storm lashed beaches with rains and winds gusting up to 127 miles per hour and affected weather as far away as Mount Everest as it approached the former imperial capital of Kolkata. The India Meteorological Department said the extremely severe cyclone in the Bay of Bengal hit the coastal state of Odisha early in the morning, with weather impacted across the Asian subcontinent. An unprecedented evacuation effort saw 1.2 million people removed from areas of Odisha and sent to nearly 4,000 shelters. Meanwhile, Indian officials put the Navy, Air Force, Army and Coast Guard on high alert. I'm Karen Chamas.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains in power Friday after opposition leader Juan Guaido's failure to inspire mass military defections earlier in the week. Guaido has been recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as the legitimate leader of the South American nation. The crisis in Venezuela was among the topics discussed in a Friday phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Afterwards, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told reporters the president reiterated the need for a peaceful transition in Venezuela, but then added no decisions have been made on potential American steps in Venezuela.
All options continue to be on the table. We're looking at a number of different fronts. I don't have any new announcements or change in direction.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov will meet next week in Finland to discuss the situation in Venezuela. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump and congressional Democrats